What is up, Sun family? Welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. My name is Andiswa and I am your host for this show, and this week I am joined by an actress and a songstress. Her name is Shaladi Sekabi. She is mostly known for her role as Shoki on ETV's House of Zwide. I'm excited to speak to her. Let's hear what she says. Hi, Shaladi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Underline. So I've got 10 questions for you. I hope you are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first question is, if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Ooh, okay. It would be Lucky by Britney Spears. And okay, the first one, Lucky by Britney Spears. The second one is Young and Beautiful, London Darling.
Okay. And describe yourself in a hashtag.
A hashtag. Hashtag cute, fun and fresh.
Hey. Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
My followers, definitely that I'm actually very shy. Very shy, so people don't expect that from me, but yeah.
Okay, and what are the three words that describe Shalette?
Smart, hardworking, and perseverant.
Okay. And what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you? I mean, seeing that House of Zwide has over 4 million.
Ooh, gosh. The weirdest thing? Oof, I'm not sure. I don't think my fans really do anything weird for me. They definitely go above and beyond, especially the ones who draw me and like spend time like literally drawing my face, sending me the drawings and stuff like that, or having like an album in their photo gallery of just me, and you know, so stuff like that. I'm just like, wow, this is kind of over the top, but I don't think it's weird. I think it's like, I like it, like someone really likes me that much, you know. But yeah, those are kind of like the strange things that happen where people are like, it's almost borderline obsessive, but like from a good place. So yeah.
Okay. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
Yo, the first thing I'm doing is finding a documentary to watch. Like, I love docuseries, especially crime docuseries, so like just like a bunch of episodes on one like incident or one crime or whatever. That is what I'll do like the whole day. And if not, I will definitely go to the park. I really love going to the park and just sitting there with my friend, and yeah, just having a lazy day. Honestly, when I have days off, I just prefer to just be home and just like be in my space.
Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
Oof. Okay. My superpower would be being able to forget something that has like, you know, when you like, when something happens, you're like, ah, I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to just forget moments and like erase them just without having to overthink, oh, that time when this, whatever.
Oh, I hear
you. You know what I mean? Certain memories where I'm like, I don't want to remember that. Then I'm just like, delete. So yeah.
That is such a smart one.
Yeah.
Okay. And what has been your best or worst date?
Oh my gosh. My worst date was, I had to meet up with this guy at the Gau train station. I literally waited like 3.5 hours for him. Eventually he came. We went to Sandton. When we get there, his friend is there.
Oh my gosh.
With another girl.
Oh no. So it's a double date.
So it's a double date, and I ended up paying for the bill because they didn't have money. That has to be my worst date. So yeah,
that is horrible. Okay, and this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
The most worn thing in my wardrobe would definitely be my jeans. I have these blue mom jeans that I wear like all the time. And then the most expensive thing in my wardrobe would be my Michael Kors bag. Yeah.
That is it. Thank you so much for joining us, Shaladi. A big thank you to Shalati for having fun with us on this episode. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. Let's meet again next week, same time, same place. Danko!